It's Tuesday, July 30th, and this is Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Well, it's that time of year again, the season of the noxious monster weed. Once again, bicyclists all over Boise will be joining forces for the second annual Goathead Fest, an effort to rid our community of that that little tire assassin. This pesky weed isn't all bad, though. On August 2nd and 3rd, instead of giving people flat tires, the despised weed will be giving back. Joining us live to give us more details is Jimmy Halliburton, and he's the executive director and co-founder of the Boise Bicycle Project. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi. Thanks so much for the great introduction there. I love it. And
really?
Thank you for the show. I always
again,
tell Jim every
like.
Single time okay. I come in. Such a huge fan. What you all do to help build community and let people know how they can get involved is such a huge asset. So thank you so much for the show.
Well, let's just drop the mic now then.
Dropped it.
Okay.
No,
stop. So give us some goodness knows we all know the Goathead.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, but give us some history about the idea for this.
For sure. So many people are familiar with Tour de Fat, this incredible bicycle festival that came into Boise for years and years and raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for bicycle nonprofits. And then last year didn't come back for the first time in about 13 years. A lot of people were upset. They were bummed out. We were really actually pretty excited because we had had this idea in our back pocket for a long time for Boise Goathead Fest. And the idea was that doesn't matter what kind of bike you ride, doesn't matter what kind of cyclist you are negatively affected by goathead. So how can we turn an obstacle into an opportunity to bring everybody together and create our own festival that's very local focused, very bona fide Boise, we like to call it, and kind of take the reins from Tour de Fat and create something bigger and better than anything some outside organization could
have
created.
And how do you build a festival? Where you, from where?
Well, so, I mean,
how do you start?
Tour de Fat really helped us out a lot by kind of giving us a format. But for us, it was really kind of figuring out what is the culture of Boise? What is unique to Boise's bicycle community? Goatheads are one of those things for sure. And so one of the things that we do leading into is we challenge people in the community to go and pull and pick as many goatheads as possible. Right. And then they get prizes at the festival for the amount of goatheads that they pull. And so this year we will have pulled over 4,000 pounds of goatheads. Close to the foothills and in neighborhoods that the Boise Bicycle Project donates bicycles to.
And did you have specific events to get that, or is it just organic?
It's organic. People are on. I mean, we went and pulled with the mayor the other day at the Wiley apartment complex, and we completely wiped out goatheads around there. But the idea is that we know we're donating 1,000 bikes to kids every year. They have flat tires within a couple of weeks. So instead of fixing those flat tires over and over again, how do we get it at the root, quote, of the problem?
Stop.
And pull those goatheads out and eliminate that, and then use that as this catalyst to get everybody together in costume in the middle of downtown Boise on the Capitol steps for this massive pedal-powered parade, and then figure out how we can empower people to go on throughout the year and join as a stronger cycling community.
And did you have a goal of 8,000 pounds?
8,000 pounds is what we're shooting for. That was what we were shooting for. It turns out that last year we did such a great job at picking goatheads that there's a lot less this year, which is really exciting to see. Wow. A lot of the neighborhoods that we were focusing on pulling, again, our low-income neighborhoods, have less goatheads this year than they did last year. Mm. And I think because of the cooler weather, they're a little bit smaller. So we've had way more people out there picking, but not quite getting the same poundage.
But as people are picking them, they are... I mean, are they being collected somewhere?
They are, yeah. People are dropping them off at the North End Organic Nursery, and we work with the city on those collection efforts.
Are there just bags and bags of goat heads?
Bags and bags
of goat
heads. Yeah, bags of goat heads.
And then what?
Well, they're pretty green right now, so they're not too pokey, but they will be pretty pokey here soon. Then they take them to the dump. You don't want these things to like go to compost or anything like that because they will come back. They take them to the dump. They bury them. And then one day we joke that there's going to be this goat head monster that rises from the dump of the thousands of pounds that we've dropped off out there.
Do you have any removal tips? You must.
Well, you got to pull from the taproot. And so you find the middle, you pull it out. You can get these little hori-hori knife things to dig in deep and pop them out. But gloves are a must. Mm. Pull them from the root. And then I always bring like a carpet square with me because some of the nutlets fall off. That's what they're called, nutlets, which is my favorite word. And then you use
that
carpet
together,
pad
though. Shall we?
You ready?
Right.
One, two, three.
Nutlets.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's
my
fun.
New favorite word.
Yep.
Okay. Are the goat heads going to the dump on a regular basis, or is there going to be like one big dump?
Right now, there is literally over 4,000 pounds of goat heads in a dumpster at North End Organic Nursery. I always joked with the mayor that I want to figure out a way to bring them to the park and light them on fire for the grand finale. Turns out Parks and Rec isn't really excited about that idea. There will be tons of other fun stuff going on at the park. All sorts of pedal-powered stages, all sorts of bicycle-related acts. Friday and Saturday. Saturday is my favorite day because that's the day of the parade. That's when everybody's going to be in costume.
And that's very old school because that's what we remember from Tour de Fat.
That's what we remember from Tour de Fat. And one of the things that we do here is that with Boise Goathead Fest, we involve more nonprofits. We have 7 different bicycle nonprofits that are coming down. When you register for the parade, and people do need to go register for the parade, it's free or there's a $5 option that gets you this really cool patch. But you choose which nonprofit your funds are going to go to throughout the entire day.
Can you drop some names?
So SWIMBA, which is our mountain biking organization, the Treasure Valley Cycling Alliance, Idaho Walk Bike, Dirt Dolls, which is our ladies mountain biking group, the Interscholastic Mountain Bike League, and there's one more that I'm leaving out and they're going to hate me for it. The Boise Bicycle Project, of course, is one of them. But
as you register,
yep,
you get to select one.
You select which nonprofit that you want your funds to go to. And that's not just your parade registration funds, but the percentage of votes that people get dictate the percentage of funds people get from the festival. And so if we raise $10,000 at the festival, hopefully we'll raise more, and 10% of those people register for Dirt Dolls, then Dirt Dolls will get $1,000 of funding from the festival. So we're able to bring more nonprofits in, but these nonprofits, they all have like their different themes for the parade. And so you can tell like who's with what nonprofit based on their costume. And so you get all these different sort of gangs down there in their costumes. You can see who's with who, and then everybody comes together and we all party and have a good time.
Jimmy Halliburton is one of the event organizers and executive director of the Boise Bicycle Project. Do you have any goals of raising funds this year?
Well, we're hoping that we can get over 6,000 people down there to the pedal-powered parade, which we launch from the Capitol steps.
What time is the parade?
We need people to start showing up at 10 to get registered, to hang out. We have some fun
stuff
going on Saturday morning. And then at 11 o'clock, that parade hits the road, and we have this top-secret performance that's going to kick off the parade. It's going to be unlike anything anybody's ever seen. So you definitely want to be there for the parade launch because we're going to do something very, very special that's very, very top secret.
And the parade route for folks who want to see?
Parade route's about 1.5 miles long. It starts at the Capitol building. It goes down to 14th Street. It comes all the way back to 3rd Street and then back to Cecil DeAndres Park. It's on BoiseGoEdFest.com, so you can take a look at the parade route there. People can come down there and watch, but really you should be riding in it. Everybody is welcome to ride, all ages, family friendly. It moves at a very, very slow pace. It's really, really fun because everybody's in costume and everybody gets to go from being a spectator, hearing what we're saying on the Capitol steps, to a participant. And that's our goal here, is we want to empower people and show what happens when people come together and when we share space and how we can use that to leverage bigger changes in our bicycle community going forward. So you definitely have to make the parade on Saturday. Friday is a ton of fun too, but the parade is the must thing.
But the parade or the party keeps going after the parade.
Party goes until 5 p.m. Yep. And it's all at Cecil DeAndres Park. It's going to be hot outside, but it's completely shaded in there. We do a lot to keep everybody cool. There's a kid zone. There's a pedal powered stage. There's a glitter project. There's all sorts of local music on the stage, local beer from all of our local breweries who help make this possible. Everything that you could possibly want in a bicycle festival, it's down there in the middle of downtown Boise this weekend.
I want to give you a few seconds to gush about Boise Bicycle Project, because if you don't, everyone else will. And that is, your mission is fabulous on paper, but in people's lives, you do make a difference.
Well, I sure appreciate that. And it takes so many people to make that difference. These years, we're donating over 1,000 bikes to kids every single year. Most of those are fixed up by our volunteers. And almost every single one of those kids are referred to us from other nonprofit organizations. And so when I look at what we do and what I look at our mission, it's one of those clear things about it takes an entire community to help pull off what we do. And we're so lucky that the community has been so supportive. We'll have donated over 7,000 bicycles to kids at the end of this year.
Excellent. Okay, Goathead Fest. Again, Friday, what time on
Friday? Friday, 5 p.m., Cecil DeAndres Park. And then on Saturday, start showing up at 10 a.m. The parade leaves at 11, and then the party goes until 5 p.m. right down there at the Capitol steps. There will not be a better place to be on a bicycle this weekend. I guarantee it.
Got a great forecast. And details at the website?
Yep, at BoiseGoatheadFest.com. Parade registration, The lineup for the bands, everything that you need to know is right there on the website.
Excellent, Jimmy. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Henrik Gardowski. Our theme music, written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. Gemma Gaudette is back tomorrow. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.